It is time we looked at critical race theory. When you understand what the foundation of it is, I think that better equips you to filter out the BS of really both supporters and opponents of the theory say. Critical race theory, it's not brand new. It's been around since the 1990s, but it's been buried deep in really academic studies and colleges. It basically shifts the economic belief mechanics of Marxism over to social issues like race. A little refresher of Marxism. That calls for the overthrow of capitalism and the capitalists who are part of it by the workers who then take over everything, create a socialist society. Critical race theory starts off by declaring that whites are guilty of evil racist history and need to surrender the present, pay the price for it. Supporters of critical race theory use terms like equity, diversity, and a lot of people confuse equity when they hear it with equality, which is certainly something that sounds welcoming, equality. Fact is that equity is one of the key pieces of the foundation of Marxism. It actually calls for the canceling of equality and replacing it with the taking from some and just handing it over to others. Equity, by definition, results in the extinction of things like private property, freedom of speech, individual rights. As it's been put into practice in schools of all grades, government of all sizes, businesses of all types, critical race theory has called on school kids to celebrate black communism, business executives to attend workshops where they were told that the white male culture was on the same level as the KKK and white supremacists. While claiming that critical race theory has been developed to create fairness, it in fact operates to create bias. The promoters of critical race theory tell you their theory is about acknowledging the existence, impact of race and racism in your community, society. It's about valuing multiple points of view and life experiences. They say it's essential for helping students to learn to think critically about and participate in our global and diverse world. Sounds like a wonderful idea, don't they? They urge you to look for systemic racism. Why they'll be concealing the racist aspects of their roots. Well, you see, pretty much all the promoters of critical race theory ID in support with the Democratic or Socialist political parties, whose histories have some pretty dark parts to it. Those are the parties that dominated politics in the South, supporting slavery, the cheer of the Dred Scott decision, defined blacks as not citizens and not equally human. They opposed the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments and outlawed slavery and conferred equal rights upon all citizens. They fostered the Homestead Act that rejected blacks' land ownership while it gave land to new immigrant Europeans. They reversed Lincoln's program of giving 40 acres and a mule to free slaves. They enforced Jim Crow segregation laws, formed in support of KKK. Want to move into the 20th century, that same faction gave us President Wilson, a devout racist, encouraged eugenics to reduce or eliminate blacks from the nation. Google Margaret Sanger. Learn more about that. And if you don't know, where do you find out the organization that Sanger founded? They fostered a culture of dependence via welfare programs. They voted against, by huge majorities, against all of the early proposed civil rights acts. And they've locked black kids into undereducation because they have been the opponents of school choice to this very day. You know, when I hear about critical race theory, I always think back to Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. when he challenged all Americans to judge one another by their content of their character instead of the color of their skin, treating human beings with respect as creations of in the image of God. That should never go out of style. But that's exactly what critical race theory is trying to accomplish. So how is critical race theory being responded to? One of the nation's largest teachers unions this past week vowed to defend union members who were punished for teaching, quote, an honest history of the United States, meaning critical race theory. This is intended to counter the state seeking to limit classroom discussion on this issue. This was done during a virtual address to members of the American Federation of Teachers. President Randy Weingarten said the union is preparing litigation and has a legal defense fund ready to go. She promised to fight culture warriors who attempt to limit lessons on racism and discrimination by labeling it as critical race theory. She said, mark my words, our union will defend any member who gets in trouble for teaching honest history. She won't give her definition of honest history, but anyway, going back to what Weingarten said, teaching the truth is not radical or wrong. Distorting history, threatening educators for teaching the truth is what is truly radical and wrong. Weingarten also claims that critical race theory has been taught mostly at the college level and is not taught at the nation's elementary, middle, high schools, which that's a bogus claim, pure and simple. Heard about these two Ohio parents. They were denouncing a private school that expelled their children after the pair of moms launched a public campaign against that school teaching critical race theory. Their names are Andrea Gross, Amy Gonzalez. They expressed their dismay that Columbus Academy had denied re-enrollment to both of their children, as well as others who the school said breached part of the contract by publicly pushing back against the theory being added to the school's curriculum. As Gross said, I feel like it is unfortunate that when you are speaking out and you're trying to say your truth, unfortunately there are people who want to retaliate against you. In this case, they retaliated against our children who are innocent. A school spokesperson said it would not comment on specific cases, but more generally restated the school's position on, quote, attacks leveled by parents, saying, any parent who waged a public campaign of false and misleading statements and inflammatory attacks harmful to the employees, the reputation, or the financial stability of Columbus Academy would be in clear violation of the enrollment agreement and would be denied re-enrollment for the following year. A couple of weeks ago, we took a look at the Randolph Township, New Jersey school district and their attempt by the school board to erase the names of the holidays on the school vacation schedule and filled you in on how, if this bothers you and you want to do something about it, it takes only 10 petition signatures, one of which can be yours, to run for your local school board. Found out about an organization that can even help you do this. It's called the Building Education for Students Together. BEST is their name. Their mission is to, and this is a reading from their website, to ignite a national parent-led movement by building, educating, and mobilizing the largest network of parent activists in the country to advocate for their children's education through the election of school board members and the passage of policies that align with our vision of expanding education freedom. I want to find out more about this, and they have great information, too, about running for your local school board, parentsknowbest.com. Again, it's parentsknowbest.com.